30. Tidbits. Next.
Yeah. You ain't here to party.
On the Tidbits pod, gonna get naughty. Record Tidbits. Hello, chums. What's that? No, you are absolutely right. It has been. Yep. I mean, yep, no, it is my fault. I've been in a sort of bit of a self-destructive downward spiral. But, you know, we're out. It's a nice day today. Nice sort of crispy day. Not too hot, not too cold. We're Goldilocks in. We're feeling good. And I thought, why not have a couple of stories? So, gather round. Get on the story carpet. I've got a few sort of, well, a few tales about outdoor shits that'll turn your blood to stones. Phyllis, Peter, Clementine, Anushka, come quick as can be. Tidbits Pod is back. Yes, bring a blanket. Bring some freshly squeezed juice. It's time for stories. Yeah, but I mean, so as you know, a couple of weeks ago, I put out a post asking for some stories of when you've had a shit outside. It's like whether planned or unplanned, I want to hear them. So here they are. You guys got involved. It was very, very nice. But this one, I mean, appropriately, let's say, this one was teased out a little bit, so over the course of a week. So good one to start with, I think. So I'm gonna do a couple of these, maybe make it a recurring feature, see how it goes. But yeah, never if there's been so many messages about it, probably because they're like, what the hell's happened? But yeah, so I put that post out, and then I looked on WhatsApp straight away, and well, a message from a mate, Tamer. And he'd screenshotted the little Instagram thing about the shit stories. And he's like, yeah, does having a shit in a bucket in the back of a van count? that was kind of like the eureka moment, really. So I should have said, like, oh, yeah, this shit feature is going to run. But, yeah, I didn't say that, but that would have been good. But, yeah, so he says that about does a bucket in the back of a van count, which is intriguing, and then sort of nothing else. And then a week later, I kind of half forgotten about him saying about it, and then I get this message, right? So let me pull it up. Right, yeah, so, hi mate, so it's only a short story really, but it goes like this. 2019, summer, August. Very hot day. I've been in and out of customers' houses all day, and their bathrooms are disgusting. Or I simply hate them as people, so I just wanted to get out ASAP. But I really needed a poo. Poo emoji. I thought, nah, I'll try and hold it in. But unfortunately, as the day went on, it got worse, and thus having to put a rubble bag into a bucket and having a poo in the back of the van. So, I had loo roll, ha. This isn't uncommon in the building game, ha. I was relieved, and I would 100 emoji do it again if I needed. So defensive at the end, like, yeah, I had bog roll. That's the worst part. But yeah, fucking quality. And yeah, absolutely harmless as well. Like, so considered. I mean, if you didn't like them, have a massive shit in their house, man. Win-win. But people have got a kind of thing about using other people's toilets, don't they? Like, I remember once, like, I needed a shit, right? I'm at a house party, and this is kind of peak social formative years as well. Like, you know, in that sort of like 12 to 18 period where you can't really go to the pubs yet and people are sort of just open up their generic houses as parents go out or whatever, and empty. But I was at this a house party, needed shit, so obviously just went upstairs. I think it was like a code or something back there where if you said you needed a shit you were going to be sick or something. Like, no one ever admitted to being sick. It was just always like, I've just had a shit sort of thing. But anyway, went up the stairs and then had an absolute world ender, like an amazing one. And then that was that. So, you know, nothing sort of left at the scene. Like, no harm done. Like, got away with it. And come back down the stairs. Where have you been? Yeah, just had a shit. What? You been sick? You feeling all right? No, I had an actual shit. I'm like, oh God, that's rank. You'd shit anywhere. It's like, it's in a toilet, isn't it? But yeah, that was worse than being sick. So whatever. But great little side story there. And I'm gonna do another one of your outdoor ones. This one, and this one, I really like this one because it's like, because it's got witnesses, and also because of like, because of the formality that it, well, the sort of the formal writing that it came into the tidbitspod@protonmail.com inbox. So you've received a message from Claire's email address. I won't read that out. Claire, hello Claire, thanks for listening. Subject line: outside poops. Right, here we go, let me find this. Hi Jack, hope you're doing well. Liam has a great outside poop story. He's not fussed about being anonymous either, lol. We were in Sumatra hiking through the jungle in search for orangutans for a couple of days. Everything was absolutely fine. We got to our campsite, a wooden structure with no door and a tarp roof, the most basic of basic, and were advised that we had no toilet facilities whatsoever. So naturally, Liam had a random case of the extreme poops during our time there. He disappeared into the bushes, and when he came back, he claims he shot liquid poop out of his body so fast that it was parallel to the ground. Definitely a surprise for him, and also for the family of passing macaques who witnessed it. I mean, I hope that's the kind of poop story you were after. If not, that's orcs. It might be a bit graphic. Ha! Enjoy, Claire. Thanks, Claire. That is exactly the time we're looking for. But a family of passing macaques. If someone's just passed in their cacks, or you know, they're just having a nice little day, get the family, let's go and visit the humans. Grief, avert your eyes. Horizontal. That would have been a good subject line, wouldn't it? Like sort of shit macaques, almost shit macaques. I mean, the joke's there, but it's not there, is it? But outside poops is better, isn't it? That's more innocent. No need to sort of to workshop. Fun fact: whenever you see the word workshop, like up on a building or whatever, fun thing to do in your head, or if you're a vandal, get up there and do it physically. You want to just swap the P and the W, and then it becomes pork show. So could be a fun day out for any sort of. Any people that want to fill a few sort of hearts with joy, have fun with it, enjoy it, yeah? Nothing to do with me, it's there to be enjoyed, yeah? Enjoy it. Oh dear, but I'm going to get, I'll do one more shit story, right? And tell you what, this one's going to be one of mine. Before I get into it, go to Instagram and type in @TidbitsPo, so TidbitsPod without the D, and pull up the TidbitsPod's Instagram page. And there, so it's not there yet, but by the time you listen to this, there will be. And there'll be a post about TidbitsPod 30. And within that post, there'll be a picture of me standing next to an old sort of Soviet truck on an icy morning, like looking too happy, if anything, wearing sort of sensible stuff on the top half, like nice jumper or whatever, and a hat. Bottom half, snazzy little swim shorts and got some flip-flops. So I've never told anyone this story, not even the people that I was with at the time, but this is up in the Altyn Arishan hot springs up in Kyrgyzstan, like the absolute middle of nowhere. You know, you can't get there in normal cars, so that's why they had the special trucks or whatever. So we went up there, had a quality day, you know, like hiking, exploring, going into these hot springs, playing table tennis. And, cutting a long story short, there was no sign of snow in the day. But actually, that's what I'll do. I'm going to load up a sort of a before and an after shot of this valley. So what it looked like on the first day when we're having a nice time, and then what it looked like on the second day, and then what it was like on the next morning. But anyway, brilliant place, you know, clean, beautiful, loads of horses, and it's like, you know, these funky old vehicles and stuff like that to look at. And we went swimming in these springs, and then made a kind of washing line, had my trunks drying on there after being in, so that was really nice. Had the cheapest vodka you could ever find. Like, whole bottle was like £1.50 or whatever for a bottle of vodka. And then, so got a bit drunk playing table tennis in this little building. Anyway, night rolls in, swimming shorts are still drying by the springs, left them out, got into the tent, all's well and good until just about first light. No warning. Oh my god, emergency, right? I'm gonna shit myself. So put my trousers on quickly, whoop, out the tent, into like my little frozen bootsies. And then as soon as the outside hit, it was like pure blackout blizzard sort of thing. Like, the light's coming through a bit, but really, really low fog. Snow's coming down like no one's business, and like, I had a head torch somewhere, but there was no time to like fuck around going back into the tent and looking for it, like, because all I can hear is alarms in my head going like, Cole Brown, evacuate. the little hut thing, and that was closed, but I could see a little light through the fog, like down by the springs. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll go and shit down there, and then I can clean off in the water. So I start walking down, trying to keep as sort of hunched over and tight as I can, but still just keeping moving, but sort of slow and careful. Meh, Cole Brown, you're not going to make it, it's critical. So, right, let's cut out all the graphic detail, but there comes a point where your normal brain stops being able to control the don't shit yourself muscles, whatever they're called, and your lizard brain takes over, like, let's just shit here. Why not? You're a mammal, be free. Why put yourself through this pain? And so immediately, lizard brain wins. I stop walking. Everything relaxes. All loose, all nice and loose. Sort of stood up from being hunched over. I just shat like a massive portion, which immediately, of course, it's not like a nice tidy one. Flows straight down both trouser legs, into my shoes a bit. Like, it was absolutely disgusting. But stood there in the blizzard for about 10 seconds, all sort of shitty-arsed and bewildered, like thinking of options. I've got to keep going. Like, so I'm going to clean off in that little spring and all be well. So yeah, pushed on into the snow, squelching through, following the little light into the fog. But made it to the springs, like took my top off so I could keep that semi-dry. I thought, fuck it, and then just jumped straight in to the pool with my shitty shoes and trousers still on. And had a bit of a clean up, cleaned everything off as good as I could, sort of thing. And and the water was nice and warm as well, you know, the hot springs. So I'd been nearly getting frostbite. But then, I mean, all was good. Like, I got away with it. apart from that I had no way of kind of drying off the trousers and boots. So I'm in the water still, like, fuck, okay. But luckily, though, I left those swimming shorts drying on the little washing line thing next to the pool. So struggled into those. They'd gone a bit icy, a bit crispy. So I had to force them on, and nice little sensation around the fellas. But yeah, the fog had lifted a bit as well by this point, so I could see back to the tent. So I kind of did that thing where you half put your shoes on and sort of tiptoe, you know, which is actually slower than properly walking. And got back to the tent, left the trousers there. And yeah, went back to sleep. Got a few hours later, no one had seen me. Shoes and trousers, shoes and trousers were all frozen. But yeah, I thought, fuck it, I'm going to stay in these shorts because they'd thawed. They were feeling good. So I just bopped some flip-flops on. Styled it out, perfect crime. And that's why I'm just looking so pleased with myself. And that's, I don't know why, but that explains that photo. And no one has ever known that story before. So, yeah, I think that's a nice place to call it for there. I'm a bit out of practice, but that's that for today. And I'm going to save the other shit stories to pepper into future episodes. I'm trying to get a particularly good one from school, but it's still in the works. So, William, Mindy, come quick, quick as can be. Bring sandwiches. I hear there's more stories. Calm down, lads. Like, not yet. So what you got to do is subscribe wherever you are, like wherever you're getting your podcasts, and set it to auto-download as well so you don't miss out, and it helps with the numbers and stuff. But, yeah, anyway, tell a chum. Like, these aren't all going to be about people shitting themselves, but I think there's going to be a nice little thread from now on, maybe, for the next few. But if you do have a story about shitting outside, do send it to tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Or if you've got my telephone number, send it to my WhatsApp. Why not? Why add the extra admin? But, yeah, because I... well, it's nice reading them here. But I like to sort of read them anyway. They're nice. But subscribe to the show's Instagram @tidbitspo, and on that I'm going to have some Kyrgyzstan pictures on there as well, and maybe even a picture of a judgmental looking macaque if I can find one on the internet. But yeah, thanks for listening. Missed you all, and it's been lovely catching up. So I'll catch you next time.